Of all the songs I sing for hospice patients, I think this song brings back more memories than any other.
Love me tender, love me true, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. Oh, my darling, I love you, and I always will.
The poem is called Soon. The first thing I notice about him is his snowy white hair, the shine and wave of it. His two friends laughingly say the nurses and volunteers constantly comb it to make waves. He and his friends laugh as I read a funny poem. They seem to rejoice in their friendship. Suddenly he says, "My wife died 9 years ago tomorrow." And then, as if in a revelation, the dying know when they are about to go. The night she died, we were watching TV. When I noticed her staring at me, I said, "Why aren't you watching the television?" And she said softly, "I want to look at you." Later, when I came back from the bathroom, she was gone, just like that. I immediately called our minister and the funeral home. Why did I rush to do that? I'll never forgive myself. Why didn't I hold her one last time? Soon he'll be able to hold her forever.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. Oh, my darling, I love you, and I always will.
I had been at hospice, oh, I don't know, some months, and I wasn't completely aware of all the rooms and where they were in the hospital. So one day, I come from a room reading to patients, and I see this hallway, and it goes down. It's kind of dark towards the end of it. But I could see a room down there. It wasn't that well lit, and I thought, well, here we go. Let's go see if there are some patients there. So I walk down the hall, walk in the room, and suddenly to my right, there's a huge rocking chair with a woman sitting there holding an infant in her hand. And it just stunned me. I thought, what the heck is this? This is a room for children that are dying. This was a baby dying in the arms of this woman. And it just stunned me. When I left that room, I had to go to a common area and just sit quietly for a little bit. And this is the poem that I wrote about it. It's called Hospice Rockers. How softly she holds the baby, as if a dying child were a gift to be returned, which, of course, it is. She is a rocker, as they are called, because they sit for hours in a large rocking chair, holding God's temporary gift. Sometimes they croon to the tiny infants. Each in her own way volunteers for this short journey. I say, angels rock them gently with their wings while they praise their beauty.
Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I love me tender, love me true, dreams fulfill. Oh, my darling, I love you, and I always will.
This is called Forgiveness, and there's something leading into it, a quote. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong, which was written by Mahatma Gandhi. After I read a third poem, he reaches out, holds my hand, and begins to speak in a low, halting voice. I was really a stupid jerk in my early 40s, heavy drinker, cheated on my wife, so she divorced me. The air between us is still, I know I should just listen. I have two daughters who wouldn't talk to me. I didn't care. Self-absorbed. So much crap going on in the family. I didn't even attend one daughter's wedding. Did go to the second girl's, but can you imagine not going to the other? He has tears on both cheeks. His grasp is very strong. 2 days ago, the daughter whose wedding I missed came, and I asked her for forgiveness. We both began to cry, and she said she forgave me. He has given his daughter the best gift she will ever receive. I tell him so.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. Oh, my darling, I love you, and I always